Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, Become Like John the Baptist.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verses 29 to 34. Seeing Jesus coming towards him, John said, "Look, there is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I spoke of when I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks before me because he existed before me.' I did not know him myself, and yet it was to reveal him to Israel that I came baptizing with water. John also declared, 'I saw the Spirit coming down on him from heaven like a dove and resting on him. I did not know him myself, but he who sent me to baptize with water had said to me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and rest is the one who is going to baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Yes, I have seen, and I am the witness that he is the chosen one of God." The Gospel of the Lord. As this new year, 2020, begins, it is a good time to welcome Jesus into our world, and the Gospel of John does that through John the Evangelist. He uses the words of John the Baptist so that we can listen to him. John gives witness to the Holy Spirit coming down on Jesus so that Jesus will baptize with the Holy Spirit. Now, we have all received that baptism, and today is a good day to ask, what has happened to us? I know that because I have received the Holy Spirit, and I know I am a new creation as a result. I can say confidently that God lives in me and governs my life and my relationships. It is God living in me that enables me to love and forgive. It is God living in me who inspires me, even making me capable of giving the scripture commentary. John the Baptist showed tremendous courage in his own life, bearing witness to the power of God in his life and preaching, challenging Herod and suffering the consequences. As we begin this new year, 2020, I believe we are all going to need courage ourselves. This will be a year for bearing witness to our Christian beliefs in a very contrary world. Let us ask the Spirit to be strong in bearing witness to Jesus Christ and proclaiming the power of the Spirit living in us by being brave under pressure. Let us make that our prayer as we begin this year.